Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and this is True Religion Radio, where we talk about the basic truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, I want to share with you Lehi's vision, because I'm telling you how pertinent it is to today. Now, understand that Lehi was a prophet of God, and he had a vision, and in the vision, he saw that he was standing by a tree, and this tree had a fruit that was most desirable above all other fruit, and literally filled a person with happiness and joy unspeakable. And then he saw that there was a path that led up to the tree, and individuals would get on this path and head towards the tree so they could partake of the fruit. And as he was looking at the path, he noticed that to the right of the path there was a rod of iron that people would grab hold of, and those that held on to the rod of iron made it to the tree where they were able to partake of the fruit. Now, Lehi also saw that mists of darkness arose, and that those individuals on the path that were not holding on to the rod of iron were lost. They were confused and they fell away into forbidden paths. Now, Lehi also explained that next to the rod and next to the path, next to it was a river, and that this river separated where the people that were eating from the fruit from the other side, and where he saw there was a large and spacious building built on the air, and that people in this building were in the habit of mocking and making fun of those individuals that were partaking of the fruit. And some people that were eating the fruit became ashamed, and they fell away into forbidden paths, and they were lost. Now, he also received the translation, or the translation was given to his son. And let me explain. The tree of life literally is the love of God, which fills you with joy unspeakable and happiness. Individuals that were on the path were heading towards the tree of life. The iron rod was the word of God, meaning the scriptures, period, the end. That's the word of God. And the scriptures basically lead a man through the deceptions of the devil, through the mists of darkness, and those that hold on to it make it to the tree and can partake of the fruit. But holding on to the iron rod is more than just being a hearer of the word. You have to be a doer as well. So you have to apply the scriptures to yourself in your own life. And as you do this, you're holding on to the iron rod. Now, once you partake of the tree, it's not over yet, because there's a river that separates us from the great and spacious building, and that river really is hell. That's what it is. It's filthy, dirty. And those individuals that are in the large and spacious building, that are in the attitude of mocking those partaking of the fruit, those individuals were dressed in very fine clothing, right? They had gold, and dressed in gold and silver ornaments, and basically, they were the world. And the world, of course, is always at war with the gospel of Christ, because Satan is in charge of the world. Now, basically, these prophets also saw that the great and spacious building ultimately falls and destroys everybody in it. Now, let's go through this. If you are reading the scriptures, you need to apply those scriptures to yourself. You need to start doing what the scriptures tell you to do. And you need to embrace the scriptures, because it's the scriptures that are the word of God that are going to lead you to the tree of life and back to God's presence, where you can partake of this fruit that is more desirable than any other fruit. The path, of course, being the gospel of Christ, if you hold on to the iron rod, then it's going to take you along the path of Christ, and Satan won't be able to deceive you. The reason why Satan can deceive people is because he has more knowledge than they do. Now, I'm telling you, beware of individuals that try to teach you doctrines that are not in the scriptures. These individuals are deceived, and they will lead you away from the scriptures. You'll let go of the rod of iron, and you will wander into forbidden paths. It's just a fact. Beware of individuals that try to lead you away from the scriptures, that tell you, well, I've got a personal revelation, I've had a dream, I've had a vision. If it contradicts the scriptures, then that individual is not inspired of God. That's just a simple fact. And don't be led away. They come and they go. Individuals that stand up and say, hey, I've got a revelation. Listen to me. Right? My friends, I'm telling you, these are the individuals that you need to be aware of. Now, in addition to that, you need to be aware of individuals that are in the world. You need to be aware of Babylon, because they're going to persecute you. Remember, individuals were partaking of the tree, and those that were in the building were in the attitude of mocking them, pointing the finger at them. You're not going to be popular with the world. You're not going to be popular with the wealthy people. You're not going to be popular with individuals that love the world. If you are truly obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, they're going to hate you. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to mock you. And if you listen to them, then you're going to fall away and you're going to be lost. Now, if you're in the world, understand that you can get on the path, but it's not easy. You're going to have to go through hell to get there. Just that simple. You got to cross that river and you're going to suffer. I'm letting you know that right now, but the price is worth it. Now, last but not least, I want to take you back to the parable of the sower. Remember, a sower went forth to sow, and basically some of the seed fell on the path but was trodden down by men. Think about that. That means individuals were afraid of the word of God because they were going to lose their prestige. They would lose friends. They would lose their popularity, right? And it was devoured by the birds of the air, which basically were Satan and his minions. So if the word ends up on you or in you and you're influenced by those around you, then the word's not going to take root. It's going to be taken away from you by Satan. Now the second group had stony hearts, fell upon the rocks, right? And because it had moisture, the seed sprouted, but it couldn't grow because of their stony hearts. Again, if that's you, then you're going to have to not just read the scriptures, but start applying them and start repenting and humbling yourself and asking to get rid of that stony heart so that you can have a heart of flesh. The next group was the seed that fell among thorns. If you have justified your disobedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ because of your worldly needs, then you need to repent. And you need to be willing to sacrifice everything that's required for you to get on the path and obey the scriptures. Whatever it is, pray. The Lord will tell you. And beware of false revelation that comes from the adversary. And all I can tell you is that if you can get rid of those thorns, then you've got good soil and the seed will grow. Last but not least, for those that have good soil and the seed will grow. What is good soil? Good soil clears the way for the seed. It doesn't permit weeds to grow. It doesn't permit thorns to grow. It doesn't permit rocks to litter the field. And that doesn't permit the birds of the air to come down and steal the seed. So if you're going to grow that seed, right, which leads back to the kingdom of God, then you better grab hold of that rod of iron and you better start reading and studying the scriptures. You better not let anybody take away from you the things that you learn, and you better apply them in your life. And when you get up in the morning, instead of going to God and saying how righteous you are because you've been reading the scriptures and praying and doing whatever else, acknowledge your unworthiness. Let him know. Say, look, I'm not worthy of your mercy, because none of us are. And ask for grace that he might bless you, that you might be humble, and that you might be able to return to his kingdom. And as you do this, your heart will be softened and you'll begin to see the things that you need to correct. It's not going to be all at once. It's a process. God loves you. And if you fall, repent, get back on the path. If you fall again, repent, get back on the path. Jesus Christ is always there. Now, if you willfully rebel, repent, get back on the path. Price is going to be higher, but do it anyway. And my friends, I'm telling you, hold on to that rod of iron. Hold on to the scriptures. Don't let anybody take those truths away from you. This is Paul Drockton. God bless. Have a great day.